Krishna. You don't say Hare Krishna? Hare Hare. Gaur Hare. Okay. Thank you for inviting us. How many of you had been invited before also? Not that. Excuse me. It's a rare opportunity for us to be here at Radha Gopinath Mandir Ki. Which got realized as per the wishes of Srila Prabhupada, we're remembering. While Prabhupada was here at Vidya Bhavan, Bharati Vidya Bhavan, that time he pointed out, I don't know which way, it must be this way, there should be one temple here. Or there will be one temple here in the future. And eventually that has happened. He wanted one temple in Juhu. That happened. And Radha Gopinath Temple Ki. So it is also here. World famous temple. Radha Gopinath or ISKCON Chowpatty is world famous. The Gurdpi Krishna temple is famous also because of Srila Madhvacharya, and this temple is also famous for Radhanath Maharaj. He's like a Mathadhish, Mandiradhish. Here there are unlimited glories of Radha Gopinath temple and Radhanath Maharaj and all the servants of Radha Gopinath here. So to have opportunity to be here at such a temple, such a world famous temple is honor. So thank you for the opportunity to be amongst you all here this morning. Srila Prabhupada Ki was this morning. I also was part of Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja and Vela Kirtan. We're together. So we continue being together this morning as we recite from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11th, Chapter 6th, text number 48 and 49. Only one text is on this, on the board there, so please repeat.
Vayam tviha mahayogin Brahmantaha karma varsmasu Tvadvartaya tarishyamaha tavakair dustaram tamaha vayam tviha mahayogin bhramantaha karma vartmasu tvadvartaya tarishyamaha tavakair dustaram tamaha avartmasu Mothers, okay, the next verse I will just myself will recite. Smarantaha kirtayantaste kratani gaditani cha gatyut smitekshanakshveli yanri lokavidambanam vayam vi tu on the other hand Iha, in this world, Mahayogin, O greatest of yogis, Brahmantaha, wandering, Karma Vartmasu, okay, on the paths of material work, Tvat of you, Vartaya, by discussion of the topics, Tarishyamaha will cross over Tavakai along with your devotees Dustaram insurmountable Tamaha darkness Smarantaha remembering Kirtayantaha glorifying Te ever
Kritani, deeds. Gaditani, words. Cha, also. Gati, movements. Utsmitaha, widely smiling. Ikshana, glances. Kshveli, and loving pastimes. Yat, which are. Niriloka, of human society. Vidam vanam, a clever imitation. Translation and purport. By disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. O greatest of the mystics, although we are conditioned souls, wandering on the path of fruitive work, we will certainly cross beyond the darkness of this material world simply by hearing about your lordship in the association of your devotees. Thus we are always remembering and glorifying the wonderful things you do and the wonderful things you say. We ecstatically recall your amorous pastimes with your confidential conjugal devotees and how you boldly smile and move about while engaged in such youthful pastimes. My dear Lord, your loving pastimes are bewilderingly similar to the activities of ordinary people within this material world. Purport. In this verse, Uddhava, by stating Brahmantaha Karma Vartmasu, humbly presents himself as one of the conditioned souls engaged in fruitive activities. Still, Uddhava is confident that we will certainly cross over the illusory energy because he is addicted to chanting and remembering the glorious activities and the words of the Lord. Similarly, Rupa Goswami has stated, Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikhila swapi avasthasu jivan muktaha savuchyate. Although one may outwardly appear to be involved in this material world, if one is always engaged 24 hours a day in the service of Lord Krishna, then one is considered to be a liberated soul. Uddhava states here that hearing and chanting the holy name in the pastimes of Krishna is infinitely more effective than becoming a naked yogi in the forest and running the constant risk of becoming due to lusty desires and sex indulgence, and a naked monkey in the forest, becoming a naked monkey, that's the idea. The risk of becoming naked monkey. Uddhava is begging. The Lord for the mercy of His Sudarshan Chakra, whose effulgence is represented by the process of remembering and chanting the pastimes of the Lord. One who observes himself in the comparable bliss of thinking of the Lord's abode easily becomes free from all lamentation, illusion, and fear. This is recommendation of Sri Uddhava. Vayam tviha mahayogin bhramantaha karma vartmasu tvadvartaya tarishyamaha tavakair dustaram tamaha smarantaha kirtayantaste kritani gaditani cha gatyut smite kshanakshveli yanri loka vidambanam. Hari Hari. The chapter is entitled, as I look at the top of this page, the title, Yadu Dynasty Retires to Prabhas. Prabhas Kshetra, which is not far from Dwarka. And the context in which Uddhav is speaking, this is Uddhav Vacha. He had been speaking for some days now, as you had been doing your Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. You had been hearing Uddhav speaking. And speaking and speaking, now he has spoken thus, as we have just now heard. And he is compelled to speak this way, in this particular way, because, well, I was going to say, he has got the clue, more than a clue, that Lord would be leaving, winding up his pastimes and returning to his own abode. Demigods, initially they had appealed for Lord's advent, and Lord responded to the appeal and had advented and was on the planet for past 125 years. And Lord has accomplished his purpose of the advent. Paritranaya sadhunam has happened, vinashaya cha. Demons have been killed. It was a big hit list that he had been working on. Dharma samsthapanarthaya has also happened. And then demigods, they're thanking the Lord for his advent and all that he has done for the world and for the earth. And they have said earlier that you may leave my Lord now. Okay. And then, so Uddhav has found out. He has more than a clue that Lord is going to be leaving, and he doesn't want him to be left behind, left out or left behind. And then he had said, first thing he had said was, Swadhama nayam mamapi. Lord, oh my dear Lord, please bring me also, me too. Naham tavangri kamalam kshanardhamapi keshava. He's addressing Keshava. That I cannot be away from you, not even for kshana ardha. Kshana is just a moment. Is how much is a moment? Less time than what you hear this ardha, the half or fraction, for fraction of second or moment, I cannot be away from your lotus feet. Tava angri kamalam. I cannot be away. He could have just said that. Or he could have said, oh, I cannot be away from your feet. But he also has said, I cannot be away from your lotus feet. He was glorified right then and there. Feet of the Lord. They are lotus feet. Tyaktum samutsahe natha. I cannot tolerate. I cannot stand it. That separation, being away from you. Swadhamanaya. Please bring me to your own abode, along with me. So this is his appeal. He has begun the appeal with that statement, and he had been talking and talking, and finally, as he continues to talk, he has said, again he's addressing Lord as Mahayogin. He had addressed him as Keshava, now he says Mahayogin. Vayam tviha brahmantaha karma vartmasu. The purport, it has been pointed out. Clarification is needed. You interpret only when some clarification is necessary. Otherwise, things are clear, obvious. There's no need for interpretation. Prabhupada, I was just hearing Prabhupada's lecture and he was making that point. So this point has been, one may wonder, why he has said vayam, of course. It's not just me, but vayam, many of us, or all of us. Brahmantaha, we are wandering. I'm going round and round and up and down. How does that sound? And we had been wandering all over. Karma vartmasu. We are taken to the path, vartma, path of the karma. Karma kand, jnana kand, kevala, vishera bhand, big pot of poison we had been drinking. So the point pointed out in the purport, that this is a humility of Buddha. He is humbly making this statement. Or it also could be said he's representing all of us, or people in this world. So he says, Brahmantaha, karma vartmasu. So we had been wondering, but there is a hope for us also. Kripanaha falahetavaha, Krishna. I was just reading. Krishna, Kripanaha falahetavaha. They are the misers. One is a Kripana, other one is a Brahmana. Brahmana, Kripana. The miserly and the other one, the broad-minded and the refined Brahmin, Hari Hari Bo, spirit soul. Wake up, sleeping soul. Kripanaha falahetavaha. Kripanaha, though they are the Kripanas, misers, who go for falahetavaha. Falahetavaha. And they are karmis. They perform karma and they want to enjoy the fruit of their karma. Fruity workers are falahetavaha. Karmanne vadhikaraste ma phaleshu. This is, Krishna expects this to happen. Karmanne vadhikar. Yes, yes, you have right to perform karma activity, but ma phaleshu, don't touch the fruit. Yat karosi tat kurusva madarpanam. But the karmis, karma vartmasu, their hetu, phala hetavaha. Their hetu, their intention is to enjoy the fruit. So they are described as kripanas. So those who had been wandering with this phala hetavaha, karma vartmasu, vartma means path. For them, also there is a hope. Dustaram tamaha. Those who are caught in the grip of the darkness of ignorance. Dustaray. The surmountable. Mama maya duratya. Mama maya duratya. So the same maya causes tama, the darkness. Yeah, okay. So they could also be saved, those who are karma vartmasu, they following the path of the karma, fruitive activities. How they could be freed from those clutches or freed from the darkness of ignorance? Tvadvartaya tarishyamaha. And tavakai is also there. Tarishyamaha, tarishyamaha, awakened, cross over this insurmountable darkness of ignorance by tvadvartaya. Varta? Varta is what? Varta. Varta is news. What is the news? Kavarta must be Kavarta. In that dialogue between Yudhishthir Maharaj and Yaksha in Mahabharata, there are so many, many, many questions were asked, and Yudhishthir Maharaj had answer for all those questions.
Atha kim ashariyam param. So what is the news? What is the news? What is the news? Breaking the news. Lots of news of this world, which binds and puts you, throws you in the ocean of darkness. But if that vartha of the two kinds, Maya vartha and Krishna vartha, or Krishna katha and Gram katha, tvad vartaya, your vartha, tvad vartaya, vartha about you, the news about you, which could be heard and relished tavakai, in association of the devotees. I keep doing this. Let's see how long this goes on. Tarishyamaha. Tvadvartaya tarishyamaha tavakai. In association of your devotees, if your vartha is heard and relished, then dustaraitamaha, we could be liberated from the darkness of ignorance. Anyway, there's more. Next verse. Smarantaha kirtayantaste kritani gaditani cha. So that vartha is further unpacked or unfolded and explained. Vartha smarantaha kirtayantaha te, again about you. First he said tvad vartha, now he says te, about you. Smarantaha kirtayantaste. This is like shravanam kirtanam vishnoho. Shravanam kirtanam vishnoho. So the same thing. Okay, of course this is a little different. Yeah, shravanam kirtanam vishnoho smaranam. Well, here is a, okay, kirtan has happened. Kirtayantaha te smarantaha te. So as we, well, first you have to do kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You also have to hear that kirtan. Hear. And who hears? Who is a hearer? Ear hears. And the body is dead, ear is there. But does ear hear or someone hears? No one. The hearer is no more there. Hearer has gone. The hearer is, who is the hearer? Us. Who are we? The spirit souls. We have to hear. We have to hear. Hari, hari. And as we, so first we say, there's kirtan, there's a shravanam, and that results in smarantaha. Kirtayantaha te smarantaha te. And then Buddha goes on. Hari. So hear and remember what? Kritani gaditani cha. Is a cha. there. Cha means and. This and that. Yeah, this could also be applied. Cha is at the end. So, smarantaha kirtayantaha. Te. Remembering you, hearing you, remembering you. And kritani gaditani cha. So hearing and remembering what? Kritani, your activities. Kritani, your kratyas. Your activities. Kritani and cha, what? Gaditani. Your words. It's translated. Thus we are always remembering and glorifying the wonderful things you do and the wonderful things you say. Wonderful things you do, kritani. Wonderful things you say, gaditani cha. I'm going very slow, right? Hari Hari. And towards the end, yeah, well, he's giving a little hint about the activities, kritani, the gati, the movement of smita. Pay attention. I mean, he just says few words, but that is the idea. Uddhav says just few words. Well, here, or we are say now focusing on just few words, or we are trying to hear those few words. But what do we hear? What sense we get out of what we hear or what Uddhav says? Okay, he said something, and we kind of, well, we heard, but what did we hear? What kind of emotions or thoughts it arouses? So he just giving just little hint of the kritani, the activities of the Lord. Or it says, gati, the movement of smita. Smita. Smita is what? The smile. But he says, utsmita. That we should not be missing. Not only is a smita, what kind of smita? What smita? Widely, boldly, ut, like a uttunga, and a utsaha, ut. In fact, as soon as I say ut, something happens, like that. Even smita could be a little smile, but utsmita is broadly smiling. Utsmita ikshana kshveli is not only smiling, as you said, when the Lord choose his tambul masala, tambul pan. His lips, they're already reddish. They become more reddish. They're reddened. And when Lord, after eating his tambu, then he smiles. That is very special smile. His beauty really comes across as he smiles. Normally also, right? You are just, whenever this photograph to be taken, what do they say? Smile. So that they could capture real you. Capture real you. So as soon as there is a smile, the beauty, you are tenfold or hundredfold. I don't know how much. When we smile, is it twofold or threefold, fivefold? But when Lord smiles, and then what to speak of? Utsmita. Then his beauty is further enhanced. And that beautiful Lord, Ikshanaha, that becomes his pastime in itself. Just looking at his devotee with a smile on his face. Utsmita ikshana kshveli. That kind of loving pastime, loving dealing. Kshveli is translated as a loving dealing, loving pastime. So pastime immediately becomes lovely as Lord just puts on little smile on his face and glances at his devotees. So Uddhav is talking all this. He hasn't talked much. Not talked much. But he has talked a lot, talked everything also. So that kind of Lord I'm going to be missing as you leave for your own abode. Kshaam tyaktva swapadam gataha. Tad dinat kaliraya ataha. That's what I said. The day the Lord left this planet, that was the beginning. Tad dinat. From that day onwards were kaliraya ataha. Kali's advent took place. And Kali, what kind of Kali? Sarva sadhana badhakaha. This is the introduction to the Kali. You want to know what is Kali? This is one statement. Sarva sadhana badhakaha. All your sadhana will be badha. Badha, obstacles all the time. At every step, every day, every week. Sarva sadhana badhakaha. Yeah, so that is dustaram tamaha. So Uddhav is already kind of feeling or separation from the Lord. No, Lord, I cannot be away from you. Please bring me with you. Otherwise I would miss my Lord like this. This utsmita, ikshana, kshveli, the Lord who smiles amongst many, many things, unlimited things you do. One of those good things you do is also you smile, and your smiling glance falls upon us, and Oh, that's perfection of our life. But you would be leaving. Please do not do so. You may leave, but at least bring me with you. So, in response to this, Lord is going to say that, I had come, so I also have to go. One who comes, goes, right? Comes, goes. Yeah, Prabhupada, Hare Krishna. But then Lord said, okay, I will stay behind. I will stay behind. I will go and I will also stay. I will stay in the form of what? Srimad Bhagavatam ki. I will stay in the form of this Bhagavatam. But all my kathas, all my pastimes will stay behind. I appeared and performed the pastimes. And those who were contemporary human beings, they were benefited by my pastimes, my presence and my pastimes. But as I leave, then what would happen? There is also concern of, what about me? What about me? No. I will stay behind in the form of Bhagavatam. And then Uddhav had, okay, I don't mind. If you stay behind in the form of Bhagavatam, then I will also stay. He agreed to stay. Yeah, this was something like this also was said earlier towards the end of the 9th canto. Kalo janishamananam, the people of this age of Kali, dukkha shoka anumodam anugrahaya bhaktanam supunyam vyapanod yashaha. For the benefit of the unfortunate folks of this age of Kali, anugrahaya bhaktanam, Lord is going to stay behind the form of Bhagavatam. Yasmin sakarna piyushe, there'll be a lot of piyush, lot of nectar. Yashatirthavare sakrit. And towards the end of that statement also says, as the people of this age of Kali would drink this piyush, this nectar of Krishna's pastimes, dhunute, there'll be cleansing done of what? Karma vasanam. Uddhava had said karma vartmasu. Same thing has been said earlier. Karma vasanam dhunute. As one hears Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of the Lord, karma vasanam. The karma, cleansing of karma vasana. Karma vasana. As we perform the karma, some activity. Activity is over, but what remains behind is a vasana. Papachi vasana nako dau dola tyahuni andhala. Bara atami. Tokamane. Takara Maharaj said, better to be blind, O Lord. Papachi vasana. Do not give me that kind of vasana, desire, the seeds, some thoughts, ideas, some concepts about seeing some sinful forms, or seeing some forms which would invoke or some vasana or desire. Better make me blind, O Lord. Make me blind. So how to become free from karma vasana, the desires, the thoughts, the seeds. The karana piyusha. The hearing Srimad Bhagavatam jnanagni sarva karmani bhasmasat kurute tatha. Krishna also said that. Jnanagni or bhakti agni. Jnana bhakti agni, the fire would do what? Jnanagni sarva karmani. This karma vartmasu or karma vasanam bhasmasat would burn to ashes. Shravana Shranvataha Svakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyantastha Hi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Suritsatam. As one hears Bhagavatam says, as soon as you hear Bhagavatam, Lord makes a space, room for him in your heart. He gets, he's situated. And getting rid of all the dirt, everything else is out. As we say, Krishna Suryasam, all those connections are there. Krishna Suryasam Maya Hai Andhakar. Jaha Krishna, Tahar Nahi. Maya Radhikar. So as soon as Krishna makes his appearance in the form of his pastimes, as soon as he makes his appearance, he is there, and this tama mentioned by Uddhav, the darkness, dustarai tamaha, the darkness is all gone. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam. You are blind, and here comes Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada comes. Okay, Srila Prabhupada comes. And he's giving all the dictations, translations, and the purports. And as we hear, as we read, what happens? Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam. Our eyes are opened. Jnananjan, which is expected to result in Premanjan. And once that is there, well, santaha sadaiva ridayeshu vilokayanti, then that such person will see, because he had been hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing, and well, a lot of things. From the sound comes the form. From the sound comes the form. We hear the sound and it takes shape. We hear about the past, we hear the pastimes, and they take the shape. Well, they take the shape. Krishna takes his shape and Krishna never performs pastimes alone. Of course, there has to be. There's always a devotee. Our pastime is Lord and the devotee. So, as we hear Krishna and the whole pastime appears before us or appears before within us. So Santa Sadeva Ridayeshu Vilokayanti. They see the Lord within the heart. Chakshudan Dilo Jai Janme Janme Prabhu Sai. We are, our eyes are opened by Acharyas, of course. Shastras are opening. Bhagavatam opens our eyes. I'm trying to open your eyes. Some of your eyes are, you have great determination. You have decided not to open your eyes. Hari Hari. Or maybe you are seeing pastimes the Lord in. Which I'm not seeing, but you're seeing. Hari Hari. Yeah, this is, must be the age of Kali. When we, Hari. Then, the Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttama Sloke, Bhakti Bhavati Naishthiki. And as we hear and go on hearing Nityam all the time, constantly, this talk of 24 hours, purport says 24 hours, we stay busy, busy, busy. And then bhakti ra bhavati. Because that Prabhupada comments that way. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Okay, the bhagavatams. Two kinds of bhagavatam. Book bhagavat and the person bhagavat. Srila Prabhupada ki. So you serve. You serve bhagavatam. Book Bhagavatam, here, remember Krishna, you are reminded of Krishna, and you also serve pure devotee, person Bhagavat. So Prabhupada has given us a lot to do. There's so much to do, there's so much to do. Or the words are, they say. So Lord did not leave. Lord stayed behind. People of this age of Kali could say, oh, what about us? We, the unfortunate folks, oh, it's too late. Lord was here. It's gone now. It's gone now. It's gone. But Lord has kindly stayed behind in the form of Bhagavatam, in the form of his pastimes. And that is also one of his forms. The leelas of the Lord is also one of the swaroop of the Lord. Swaroop. Swa, his own roop are these leelas. Of course, he has many swaroopas. He has many swaroopas. Kali Kale, Namarupe, Kalikale, Namarupe Krishna Avatar, and then. But Kalikale also, this Leela Rupe, Krishna Avatar. And our acharyas have stayed busy, with Naam and Roop. Sri Radhika Madhava Yorapara Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Naam Naam Pratikshana Pratikshana. As Uddhav said, Kshana Ardham. In fraction of second I cannot stay away. So Pratikshana Aswadana Lolupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So our acharyas representing the Lord and continue to establish dharma in this world. Yeah, they stayed busy. Nana shastra vichari naika nipuno sadharma samsthapako. Nana shastra, big pile of shastras in the middle. And they are doing nana shastra vichari naika. And they're discussing, they're debating, Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Anandena Mattaliko. Radha Krishna Bhajana Ananda Matta. What are you hearing? You could hear this. Radha Krishna, they were busy. Our acharyas were busy. Radha Krishna Bhajana Ananda. That bhajan was giving them ananda immediately. Ananda. Anandi ananda gade. Ikade tikade. So hikade. Anandi ananda gade. So as soon as there is ananda. Ananda mattaliko. They were intoxicated, addicted to hearing and chanting and remembering, and they can, and that is why Krishna said, for them, my devotees, matchittaha, matchittaha. What is Lord saying again? Matchittaha. Their chitta is in me, tvad vartaya, your pastime, mat chittaha. Their consciousness is glued down to me, glued. You know, glue, the glue. You can't separate it once it's glued. So matchittaha, madagata pranaha. And then what do? Their chitta consciousness is glued to Krishna, to the lotus feet of the Lord. Matchittaha, madagata pranaha. Bodhayantaha parasparam. And they are busy. Bodhayantaha parasparam. Paraspar. One another, each other. They are conversing. They are talking. They are reminding. About me. Kathayantasya mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Ramanti, they are Ramaman. They are happy. Happily they are wandering. Happily they are residing, living, acting around. Sharmata, yeah. So they are hearing and chanting and happily doing all this. So this is Lord's expectation as He spoke to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. And this is standard. And of course this is standard in the practiced on daily basis. Very, very spontaneously in the spiritual sky. In Golok, what do the devotees do? That is what they do. Bodhayantaha parasparam. Kathayantasya. Mam nityam tushyanti cha. All the residents of Golok. That's all that they do. That's all that they do. They're always busy. Talking about Krishna, hearing about Krishna. Most, a lot of talk goes on, Even while they're acting. Hath mein kaam, mukh mein naam. Naam, yeah, leela. Always, all that they do is accompanied by the hearing and chanting. That is why also must be the harir namaiva kevalam. The Jiva Goswami, Prabhupada, says, everything that you do, even smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakhyam, atmanivedanam, all these activities should be accompanied by or with what? Shravanam kirtanam. Shravanam kirtanam has to be there. It's a constant factor. With all that you do, pada sevanam, when archanam is incomplete without shravanam, kirtanam, there's no kirtan singing during arati, that is mode of ignorance, has to be. Kirtan has to be there. The glories of the Lord have to be chanted. The harir namaiva kevalam. So whether harir namaiva or harir leelaiva, leelaiva kevalam. The nam and, or as you say nam, nam. The leela is there. The name is expected that you'll be remembering whole Krishna. If you say Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna,
is anything more to be said? Is anything we haven't said? Having said Krishna, we have said everything that is worth saying or could be said. Because in Krishna, everything, all the pastimes. When we say Krishna, we have glorified all the pastimes of the Lord. Mama chittam akarshaya. This is our Acharya's comment. When we say Hare, Krishna. As we say each word, we say Hare, then we are saying something, or that Hare is getting attention, our attention in some way, some special way. We say Krishna. Yakarshati sa Krishna. Mama chittam akarshaya. Swamadhuryena mama chittam akarshaya. This is what we are saying also. This is Gopal Bhatta, Gopal Goswami Maharaj, contemporary personality, contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is commenting on this Mahamantra. And he's giving comment about the each name. There are 16 names. So he says, as we say Krishna, we're saying, Mama chittam akarsha, sva madhuryena mama chittam akarshaya. So when we say Krishna, we want to be attracted by the madhurya of Krishna. We said Krishna, we just said Krishna, but we're wanting all madhurya appear, manifest in our heart, in our consciousness. We only said Krishna, but then, and the Swa Madhurya, there is so much Madhurya, Madhurya Leela is there, Venu Madhurya is there, Prema Madhurya is there, Rupa Madhurya is there. We just said Krishna, but with that saying Krishna, all these things are said, or we get connected, or we would like to all that make appearance in our hearts. Mama chittam akarshaya. Mama seva yogyam kuru. We said Krishna, but another Krishna there are eight Krishnas and eight Radhas. Eight times we say Radha, eight times we say Krishna. So then he says, Mama seva yogyam kuru. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna. Okay, you are saying, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I mean, you are trying to get his attention. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna. And each one of the 16 names is addressed. Anyway, Uddhava is addressing Lord directly. They are face to face. O Keshava, O this, that. So we are also addressing. When we say Hare, Hare is address. We are addressing Radharani. Is she there? She must be. We are addressing. She must be existing. Hara, the name. From Hara comes Hare. Hara exists, otherwise why would we be? Where did the name Hara come from? If the God did not exist, and I just, this tark vitark, if the God did not exist, where the word, the name God come from? First he exists and then the word God exists. God exists and then the word God exists. So first Krishna exists and then his name also exists. So Radha is there and then we say Hara, Hare. So that Hare and that Krishna we are addressing. So eight times we're addressing Radha, eight times we're addressing Krishna. We are addressing Sambodhan. Sambodhan. Krishna. That is why. Anyway, there's no visarga after Krishna. Visarga, understand? Two dots after Krishna. Because it is visarga. Sambodhan. So we are addressing. So when we are addressing, are you saying something? So when we are saying Krishna, we are saying something to the Lord. We are appealing to the Lord. Seva yogyam kuru. Seva yogyam kuru. Please make me eligible, competent to serve you, my dear Lord. This is what we are. And the prayer also is that let there be reciprocation between you and me, my dear Lord.
They are trying to get attention of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So when Bhagavatam is heard, then Krishna makes his appearance, because he's non-different from his pastimes. So Uddhava had stayed behind, Lord had left. Then at all the queens of Lord, Lord had instructed Arjuna, you take care of them, you protect them, you bring them to Hastinapur, Mathura, they would be under your care. So these queens had ended up in Vrindavan. This Krishna is no more on the planet, his manifest lilas are no more. So while all the queens are in Braj, they are missing Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? They are expecting Krishna, but he's no more. His Prakat Leela is not being manifested. He has wound up. Prakat Leela is only a Prakat Leela. So the queens were part of Prakat Leela, manifest pastimes. So they were not seeing the Aprakat Leela. They were missing Lord like anything. And anyway, so to cut the long story short, it was strongly recommended that all these queens go to the banks of Kusum Sarovar and perform Sankirtan. They could play their veenas and mridanga and sing melodious Sankirtan. And they were told by Shandilya Rishi that Uddhava will make his appearance. Uddhava will appear. And he will take care of the rest. You are missing, right? You are wondering, where is your Lord? Where is your Lord? You want to see him? You want to meet him? You want to enter his pastimes? Yes? Yes, yes. That's what we want to do. Okay, do this. So they all went. King Parikshit also was there. Vajranam, King Parikshit, and all the queens, they go perform kirtan, and in the middle of kirtan, Uddhava appears. Jai Uddhava! Where there is kirtan or utsav, they say, where there is a utsav, there is a Uddhava. Utsavas are represented by Uddhava. So there's a Kirtan Mahotsav. As soon as Kirtan Mahotsav was performed, Uddhava appeared. And anyway, then Uddhava was talking Bhagavatam, all the pastimes. He was witness of, he had witnessed all, he was with the Lord all this time. So he was sharing all those pastimes with the queens or some Vrindavan pastimes. And as these queens were hearing the Bhagavatam, hearing pastimes, and this recitation of Bhagavatam went on for 1 month, for 30 days and 30 nights, they were hearing this Bhagavat Katha from Uddhava Vacha. Uddhava was the speaker. Bhagavatam is again going to make the appearance through the lotus mouth of Uddhava.
Bhagavatam is going to stay behind, or has stayed behind, and is going to make appearance as Uddhava speaks. So as he was talking and talking of the pastimes of the Lord, and the queens were hearing and hearing with attention and with devotion and what else? They were also contemplating as they were hearing. Mananam also was going on. Contemplation was going on. And that resulted in all these queens seeing Krishna performing all the pastimes right in front of them. And then, like the first batch, or some queens, they got up and they started entering the respective pastimes, whichever pastime they belong to, as per their sammand and leela and vesh and roop, and then more and more queens were getting up and they were disappearing. They were all becoming nitya leela pravishta. Jai Om. This queen ki jai and that queen ki jai and that queen. And soon, there was just Uddhav and Vajranav also, the king. And all the queens, they all entered the abode of the Lord. They entered the pastimes of the Lord. They were back with the Lord through the medium. What was the medium? This Bhagavatam. Recitation of Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavatam, did all the job. Nastaha prayeshu, abhadreshu. Of course, we can't apply that really to the queens, but that could happen to others also if they are not siddha or liberated. Yacheto darpana marjanam or nastaha prayeshu abhadreshu riddhantasto hi abhadrani vidhunoti, the cleansing. And then you are iha yasya harir dasye karmana manasa gira and jivan muktaha savuchyate. On the purport that Rupa Goswami Prabhupada's statement has been quoted, person becomes jivan mukta. He's free. He could take off any time and he would be back with the Lord. So that eligibility could be attained. That kind of, the visa of Golok, you could get stamped on your passport. This person could be allowed entry in Golok. By hearing and hearing and hearing. So, shabda, anavritti shabdat. And with that, anavritti. Avritti means repetition, an means no repetition of birth and death, no more. Anavritti shabdat. This is Vedanta Sutra, one sutra. It says, anavritti shabdat. repetition of birth and death, no more. Anavrati is possible by shabda, shabdat. Shabda Parabrahma. The shabdas, the words of Bhagavatam, the words also, the holy name, all shabdas, all transcendental shabdas, anavrati, they have potency. This shabda could neutralize the bondage caused by the grama katha, the vartha of this world, shabdas of this world, mundane sounds have bound us. The cause of bondage is shabda, mundane words. So the way to neutralize, to rectify or get rid of this bondage caused by the words, worldly words, is the transcendental words. And that is Kritani, pastimes of the Lord, Gaditani, the words of Lord, that is Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. When this is done, then anavrati shabdat. One could be completely freed from the bonds. And only becoming free from bonds is not the only goal. That could be just, then you attain mukti. Okay, you have become mukta, but not bhakta as of yet. So one could become mukta and bhakta by Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, by this recitation of Bhagavatam. So kindly, Lord has stayed behind in the form of Bhagavatam, and then kindly Srila Prabhupada has translated and written purports based also on the commentaries of our previous acharyas. And when Srila Prabhupada went to West, what did he carry with him? He carried Shabda with him. He carried Shabda with him. We say that he was friendless. Well, so his friend was there. Krishna was with him. And we say, oh, he was penniless, or he had only 40, not dollars, 40 rupees, which was equal to maybe $8 or something those days. But in fact, he had so much wealth that he was carrying. Prabhupada had only 40 rupees. That's one, in one sense, he had only 40 rupees. But what was that all that he had with him? He had what? He was carrying the holy name with him. Yes. He went to deliver the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. And what else? Amongst many other things. He did to deliver Bhagavatam, which he had translated back there in Radha Damodar, at his first canto. So the holy name, sound of the holy name, the wealth of the holy name, and the sound of Bhagavatam, he took with him. And again, we have to try to understand that the holy name is Krishna, and the Bhagavatam, the pastimes, is Krishna himself. Abhinnatva, abhinna, abhinnatva. In fact, it could take lifetime to realize The holy name is Krishna. As we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, we are trying to realize that this is Krishna. What I'm hearing, this is Krishna. This is Krishna. The Bhagavatam, all the past, the recitation, the pastime, this is Krishna. And when that realization would take place, that that's, yoga has happened. Yoga means link. Link between the soul and the supreme soul. The Bhagavatam is that supreme soul. Super soul or supreme soul. That holy name is super soul or supreme soul. Lord himself. And there's a link. We are linked. Sambandh has happened, then abhidheya, we remain busy, busy. And there's a prayojan, Radha Gopinath ki, prayojan, vigraha. Yeah, which is prem, Krishna prem, attainment of Krishna, loving emotions and devotion for the Lord, and not just emotion and devotion, but devotional service, in fact. No? Bhakti is not translated, at least not by Prabhupada, as just devotion. Because Mayavadis may, the peace lovers only, they may be translating bhakti as a devotion. But Prabhupada says devotional service. So as we attain finally, the devotional service of Radha Gopinath, then we are fully situated. Hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthitihi swarupena. Our swarup also. Krishna has his swarup. We also, Krishna has given also little rupas, swarupas. We have swarup. So we are situated. Swarupena vyavasthiti. In relationship with Bhagavatam, the pastimes, relationship with the holy name, or the holy name, all this. Nam, Rup, Gun, Leela, Dham, they help us to revive our dormant love, loving service with the Lord, and finally situate ourselves into our own swarupas. And then when the body is useless, then Krishna says, okay, manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyazi mam namaskaru mam eva yashasi mam eva yashasi satyam te pratijani priyosi me. If you have done this and that, manmana, I become my devotee, madbhakta, remembering me, worshipping me, offering obeisances unto me, then you come back to me. Come back to me. Where is that back? Back home. Back to Godhead. So that person goes back to home, back to Krishna. And so that is, there is a program, the mission and the vision of this Hare Krishna movement. Srila Prabhupada has, on behalf of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada established, founded his International Society for Krishna Consciousness with the aim of bringing souls back to Krishna, back to Godhead. And Prabhupada, he emphasized his going back to home, back to Godhead so much. All the time. Although it was there, it is there. But others, we don't hear them talking so much about Either they become Swargavasis or Brahmaleen. And these two popular destinations are there. And they want to go to Swarga or Jyot me Jyot milado. Merging into Brahman. But there's very little talk of going back to Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada emphasized, popularized, insisted upon this, going back. Or Swarga and the other destinations are even quite a distance away. But our leaders are so-called leaders, political leaders. Chalo Dilli. Destination is, they make the Chalo Dilli, not beyond Chalo Dilli. If you're in Gali, Chalo Dilli. But, and that is their campaign. But Prabhupada's campaign is another campaign. Going back to Godhead. Ami jato amucha gava Ram Ram. So Tukaram went and Prabhupada has given us everything on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that people of this world, again it is not, how could it be limited to Hindus only or Indians only? It couldn't be like that. The message of Gita, Gaditani and Kritani, the Bhagavatam, it is for all the souls. Why would God think this is for Hindus only or Indians only? This is for all the souls. They are His souls. They are His, wherever they are. Mama eva unsho. Mama eva is. Mama eva. Not only says mama ansha. Mama eva. Mine only. Eva means is insisting, emphasizing. Or eva also means full stop. There's nothing more to be said. Mama eva. Mama eva anshaha. So wherever they are, sarvashcha aham radisannivishtaha. I am in the hearts of all the living entities. So this program of Hare Krishna movement is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's program, Krishna's program, Krishna's movement, in fact. And so now it is available. Prabhupada has kindly made it available all over, everywhere. And it is meant to reach every town and every village. And sometimes in between the villages also. When we go on Padayatra, sometimes devotees remember, hey, my name would be chanted in every town, every village. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, but as Padayatris, they chant in between the villages also. So prediction is being made true by Prabhupada's planning, strategic planning, more than true. Beyond the villages and towns, in between the villages and towns, in the gullies of the villages. Gehe, gehe, jane, jane. That also was the vision of Narada Muni. I will spread you, Bhakti Devi. I will propagate you. In foreign lands also. And jane jane, in every society, gehe gehe, every home, I'll make sure you reach every home. So Narad Muni and company, the whole parampara. So every soul, in fact, is a target. Every soul. Without discrimination. No, why? Lord cannot. This is Lord's vision. This is Lord's thought. Lord. His heart goes to everybody. And he's kindly made this arrangement through the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, so that Lord could reach far and wide through His holy name, through His books, the Bhagavatam, and Mahaprasade Govinde, Prasadam also, what not, there are so many other aspects, festivals. Sarvadharman tiraskritya puraskritya mahotsavan. And Narad Muni was talking of how would you propagate bhakti everywhere? Jane, gehe. He says, sarva anya dharman tiraskritya. Other dharmas, other strategies, I will kind of put them on the back burner or on the side. Tiraskritya. Sarva dharman tiraskritya. Puraskritya mahotsavan. Puraskritya. Tiraskritya, I will hate. I will put them aside. The back burner. Puraskritya, in the forefront, be mahotsavan. Through the mahotsav, utsava. Uddha utsav. Through the utsavas, through the festivities, I will propagate you, O bhakti, everywhere. This is in Padma Puran. Narada Muni is directly talking to Bhakti Devi, and he's talking this. Yes, through the utsavas, I will propagate you everywhere. So that also we see Prabhupada representing Narada Muni. Prabhupada gave us utsavas, festivals of so many kinds. Sunday festival and Jagannath Ratha Yatra Mahotsavaki Ratha Yatra festival, and this Janmashtami festival, and Gaur Purnima festival, Mayapur Vrindavan festival. What other festivals? Festivals. Huh? Pushyabhishek festival. And this festival, that festival. In our morning program, temple program, it becomes a festival in itself. Chanting and dancing. What is a festival? Where there's a music, dance, and something, feast. Festival is complete. Kirtan Mela, okay, like that. Anyway. So through the festivals, ISKCON is full of festivals. And this is through the festival, bhakti spreads. Krishna makes himself available. Festival also means kirtan festivals, Shravanotsav. Mayapur, they organize. Shravanotsav, a new name of another festival. Shravanotsav, Kirtanotsav, Kirtan Mela, Utsav. And everyone likes Utsavas. Utsav priya manavaha. Manavas are utsav priya. They all like utsav. And we have lots of utsavas. Hari hari. Okay. Thank you. Anyway, any questions if you have? Any comments?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hari Bol. Yes. First of all, thank you very much, Maharaj, for very relishable, analytical explanation of Sanskrit words. It was very encouraging.
A lot of them slept because of that. I put them to rest.
Maharaj, I have a question. Like, it's kind of my personal case study. If I have taste for hearing, some substantial taste for hearing Krishna Katha, but kind of absolutely no taste for other limbs of devotional service, no taste for chanting, no taste for service, can I be hopeful that it will develop in due course?
There's every hope, Haribol. That's what Uddhava is talking about. Vayam tadishyamaha. We'll all become free from tamaha, duratamaha, dustaratamaha. By this, yes, you didn't hear, so that's the very first thing that tvadvartaya tarishyamaha. Varta, the pastime, or you say the hearing, you like hearing Bhagavatam, that's good fortune, it is something you like. And soon, it is expected that you would like other things also. Or by hearing and hearing, you should be understanding not only Leela, the pastime is Krishna, the holy name is also Krishna. Of course, prasadam is Krishna. No one takes any lessons to realize that. As soon as you eat, any Tom, Dick and Harry realizes it's so sweet. So there's sweetness. What is that due to? Oh, that is because of Krishna. Yeah, so you say you have you like Leela, but maybe not other aspects. It is because your liking is still incomplete. As your liking and love would rise or increase more and more and more and more, then other aspects of Krishna, Krishna-related items, Krishna, including devotional service unto Krishna, would also happen. So there's something shortage.
Karoti nischidram anukirtanam tava.
This is in Vaman Prasang, Lord Vaman Dev, he says. Okay, maybe there's talk of yajna, and yajna is being performed, there's a karma, and a mantra, tantra. And if there is some defect in mantra chanting, or tantra performance of the yajna, or applying the mantra, what is said in the mantra, or vastuta samagri, the ingredients that you use in the yajna. If there is some defect in mantra or a tantra or a vastuta samagri, karoti
నిశ్చిద్రం. సర్వం కరోతి నిశ్చిద్రం. నిశ్చిద్రం మీన్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ద ఫాల్ట్స్ ఫ్లాస్ ఆర్ ద లూప్ హోల్స్ వేర్ దేర్ కరోతి నిశ్చిద్రం. అగైన్ సమ్ సంస్కృత్ వర్డ్ ఫర్ యూ ఛిద్రం, యు నో ఛిద్ర, నిశ్చిద్ర. Some flaw, some defect in mantra recitation or this or that. All that is taken care of. You are forgiven or is rectified by the anukirtanam. By performance of kirtan, gradually all other defects or imperfections are taken care of. And when we say kirtan, it is, well, you said you like Bhagavatam but not kirtan. Something like that you were saying. But Bhagavatam is also kirtan, and kirtan is also, of course, kirtan. There's a nama kirtan, there's a guna kirtan, there's a leela kirtan, like that. It goes on. Kirtan, they're all kirtan. Kirtan is kirtan, naam kirtan, leela kirtan, roop kirtan. Kirtan means kirti, means glories. They cannot be said, okay, I like only kirtan, but I don't like pastimes. Well, what you are not realizing is the name is non different from the form, not different from the pastimes, not different from the qualities. They are all related, same person. If you are liking kirtan, you are also liking leelas, you are also liking guna. So what's your part, what's your door that you are entering through? Keep going, keep going. You will realize. As you make a progress, it's all, at the center there's a Krishna, it's all Krishna. All right, something like that. Anything else? Okay. Thank you. And Hare Krishna.